On November 6, 2012, Minnesotans will vote either for or against an amendment to the state's constitution that would define marriage as exclusively between a man and a woman. This is Kate Brickman with the coalition group Minnesotans United for All Families, speaking about the amendment.
It would permanently ban marriage for same-sex couples in the state of Minnesota, and that would obviously have really profound impacts on a number of people now and for future generations in our state.
As Brickman is hinting, there are thousands of gays and lesbians in Minnesota who already have kids, and now they have to figure out how to talk to them about the fact that people are voting on their families.
My name is Nancy Lyons. I have a partner, and we've been together for 18 years, and we have a 5-year-old son. He is biracial and beautiful, and I guarantee you that nothing feels more like family than 5 o'clock at our house. I'm trying to balance information with fear. You know, it's like, I don't want him to be afraid. I don't want him to walk through the world afraid. I don't want him to feel like he's less than. And so I have to be really careful in terms of how we talk about it. We talk about it because we are deserving of the opportunity to be recognized as a whole family. We are deserving of that.
Lyons is not alone in struggling with these issues.
My name is Melanie Rexrode, and I'm the Midwest Regional Manager for Family Equality Council. A lot of people ask us, how do we talk to our kids about this? One of our family's son, it's two moms, and their son was 6 or 7. And when he heard that they were going to pass this, you know, amendment to be on the ballot to vote against marriage equality, he said to his moms, they were married in Iowa, and he said, well, the government can't make you get divorced, can they? And then they were like, well, no, they can't make us get divorced. And he said, but people wouldn't really, you know, vote to say my moms couldn't get married or not, would they?
These are some tough questions. So the Family Equality Council has put together some resources to help the parents out.
We have parent cafes, which are like a hour and a half of 3 questions that we have ahead of time, and we have a facilitator. And so we have the parents break into 3 different groups for 10 minutes to discuss each question. And then we come together at the end to discuss, you know, solutions that we come up with. We've also had our public policy department create a Minnesota for Marriage webpage, and they can go there and find resources. A lot of things that we used in California for parents to talk to their kids about Prop 8 when we were working on that.
So everyone is wondering, what is going to happen on November 6th?
So if it gets voted in and we put on the Minnesota State Constitution, which has not been changed all that many times in the history of the state, if it does not pass and we win and vote no, nothing happens because it's still illegal for same-sex couples to be married.
Brickman, who you met at the beginning of this story, thinks that Minnesotan culture might help defeat the amendment.
We hear the phrase Minnesota nice, and I think all Minnesotans kind of agree in the golden rule that you should treat others as you want to be treated, and this amendment clearly defies the golden rule, and I think if nothing else, Minnesotans feel like it's their role, the way they were brought up, to say this is not fair and it's not right, and it's really not how Minnesotans want to be defined.
In some ways, Minnesota's reputation could be on the line.
Minnesota really does have a reputation of being a welcoming and open place, and I think we've heard from a lot of people that they're worried about what this amendment would say about Minnesotans.
And for the parents? Well, here's Lyons again.
You know, my goal is to raise a strong man, a decent man, and whether or not this amendment works for us, that continues to be my goal. You know, we will continue to be a family, we will be committed to one another, and we'll deal, and we'll come back, and this conversation won't be over until we win.
To find out more about the amendment, you can visit Minnesotans United for All Families on the web at mnunited.org. You can also check out Family Equality Council online at www.familyequality.org. For KFAI, I'm Jessica Lehman.
Ten 10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.